Welcome to the Sportscast, October 3rd, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening to us on your favorite podcast directory, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. Also, download our app, Sportscast. Also, go to our website, the Sportscast for iOS. Week 4 NFL, lots of games. There was one game in London that ended in a field goal win. It was bouncing around a little bit. And of course, some new things going on, new quarterbacks coming into the fray. And joining us from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Joe Toscano. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Thanks for having me. It was a boring week. I don't know what we're going to talk about, but I guess we'll fill time somehow.
Week 4 NFL, a lot going on. Is it the Kenny Pickett era? Has it begun?
It has begun, finally. Thank goodness. Unfortunately, the Kenny Pickett era has started with a loss and basically a season-ending loss to the Jets. I think the Steelers season is over, but we have hope.
Yes, of course. It came a little bit early, week 4. If Pickett is going to start week 5, as we presume he will, but it came earlier than we thought.
Yeah, and really, if they were going to do this, they should have just let him start they had a long week because they played last Thursday. So they had a long time. They could have given him more time to prepare and stuff. But, hey, I don't think that's how bad the offense was with Mitch Trubisky. It had to be done. It had to make the change to the Kenny. That's how bad it was.
Is Mitch Trubisky peaked already, you think? Is his role as starting quarterback anywhere, not just in Pittsburgh, is that kind of over now?
This was a huge audition. I think you're right. Maybe this was his chance. This was his chance to show that what happened in Chicago was a fluke and that he actually is a good starting quarterback. And for whatever reason, he was extremely tentative, very conservative, and just refused to do anything. And the offense was just crippled with him. I don't know if it was because they drafted Kenny Pickett and it was always inevitable that they were going to switch to him. So he was always looking over his shoulder. I don't know if he was told, hey, you have to be conservative. I don't know what's going on, but he was absolutely horrible. So yeah, his prospects for his career are not looking good right now.
Not looking good right now. So we'll see what happens with the Steelers. They're 1-3. Not a good start. I think when was the last time you seen the Steelers starting with a 1-3 record?
They've had poor starts before, but what really makes this scary is they have a really tough stretch of games to come up. They're going to be at the Bills next week. Then they play Tampa. Then they play at some point they play the Eagles and the Dolphins. So they in theory could be like 1-7.
Maybe the Dolphins are not going to be that tough.
They have their own issues.
So we'll see what happens. Give you some perspective, some optimism, right? So anyways, 2-6. How about that? All right, let's start. Are you ready for the week 4 recap?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. First game was in London, Minnesota Saints. There's not really a home team, to be honest. It's anyone's game. Very neutral. Justin Jefferson bounced back. He's been quiet for the past two games at least. And they won the game 20-25 by field goal. It was, bouncy.
Double doink.
Yes, double doink. That happens only in London sometimes. Cousins completed 25 of 38 passes for 273 yards with a touchdown. But the big highlight of the game was Andy Dalton coming back. James Winston was out with an injury, completed 20 of 28 passes for 236 yards and a touchdown. Kept it close for the New Orleans Saints. I thought the Vikings were going to win by a lot, but it was just 3 points.
You figure, yeah, the Saints didn't have Winston, Michael Thomas, or Alvin Kamara, and they still kept it close. and they still almost took this overtime. Very impressive for the Saints. Yeah, every game in London, you know, you're right, there is no home team. It's like every they're just football fans. There's fans of like every team there. It's almost like a Super Bowl atmosphere. It's really cool, those games in London, but they're just like, they're always weird. They're always like in another universe.
Andy Dalton and a quarterback competition, or not really?
No.
Okay.
Andy Dalton isn't in a competition with anyone.
He might be in the same boat as Trubisky.
Yeah. Andy Dalton is just a capable backup. He's a good backup quarterback. He's someone you want in there for a game or two, but that's it.
All right. Seattle, Geno Smith has made Seattle 2-2. Detroit's having a good season, even though they're 1-3. Geno Smith and Rashad Penny were so good, the Seattle Seahawks never needed their punter. Smith accounted for 3 touchdowns in the first half, Joe, and Penny had a pair of long second-half scoring runs, helping Seattle hold off the Detroit Lions 48-45 win yesterday, another 3-point win.
What is wrong with the Detroit defense? I think every game they're giving up maybe like the most points in history or something like that. It's ridiculous. Yeah, I mean you're making Seattle look good. You're making Geno Smith look good. What's going on here? So something is horrible with the Lions defense, but their offense looked good. That was another team, the Lions, that had they were missing pieces. They were missing Amon St. Brown. They're missing Swift. I think they're missing another wide receiver, and they still were moving the ball around. So credit to Goff, but you know, this is the Lions. They're so good at heartbreaking losses. That's what they do. They don't lose 48-24. They lose 48-45. It's just what they do. They don't know how to win, and it's a silly concept, but some teams know how to win and some teams just know how to lose. And that's all the Lions are. They have to get over that hump. They're better, but they have to get over that hump, or they have to learn how to win.
They can't still win at Thanksgiving.
We'll see. We'll see. Man, you must have a lot of money on that Thanksgiving game. You always ask about that.
I'm looking forward to it. The game combined about over a thousand yards, 65 yards. So it was a lot of points. Smith finished 23 of 30 for 320 yards. Pretty good game for Smith. Maybe I'll add him to my fantasy, including a 70-yard touchdown pass to Will Disley and a 2-yard pass to Noah Fant after Khalif Raymond fumbled that gave the Seahawks a 15-point lead late in the first half. So, and Smith's favorite target is DK Metcalf. Not a surprise there. I mean, hey, he's a good wide receiver. Lockett, of course, I think he's still around. Goff was 26 of 39 for 378 yards with an interception on the first snap of the second half that Tariq Woolen returned 40 yards for a score that put Seattle 31-15. So Joe was saying it's not the offense, it's the defense.
Something's wrong. Something is horribly wrong. I heard someone say, if only the Lions would have a bad defense, they would actually be winning some games. But it's horribly bad.
Well, also was horribly bad, Pittsburgh losing to the New York Jets. And while watching this game, Joe, are those two rivalry teams? I mean, do those guys go back and forth? Well, I guess not. You said no. It was not a good game for the Steelers. They had to put in Pickett, I think in the first half, right?
At the start of the second half.
Second half. Okay. So Zach Wilson came back. I think it was this first game back. Finished 18 of 36 for 252 yards with a touchdown and 2 interceptions. So Steelers did something in the first action since August. Steelers are 1-3. Jets are 2-2. What does that say to you?
This is inexcusable. There is no excuse for losing to the Jets at home. And if they have a double-digit lead, going in the fourth quarter, there is no excuse for this. This basically tells you all you need to know about the Steelers in their season. They stink. It's a bad season. And all we could do is just hope that Kenny Pickett, it's the only thing we have to look forward to now is see how Kenny Pickett progresses as a quarterback, because we got no hope. We got no hope of what the team has, no hope, but we have hope in Kenny. That's it.
Pickett provided, he completed for 10 of 13 passes for 120 yards. So we'll see the next game. I was going to say match. Next game for Pittsburgh, which is going to be a tough schedule. It's the Bills, right? Is the next game?
They play the Bills. They're at the Bills next. It wouldn't surprise me, as crazy as things are, if the Steelers actually won that game. That's how crazy the NFL is. But most likely, the Bills are going to destroy them.
Yeah. Crazy enough. The Giants beat Chicago Bears 20-12. Mooney actually showed up. He was a player that everyone was looking forward to. But Daniel Jones had an ankle injury. Tyrell Taylor came in, had a concussion midway through the fourth quarter, and Jones had to come back in the game because they don't have a third-string quarterback. They had to tape him up, Joe. And Jones ran a lot. He did run a lot, but the finish was 20-12. The Giants are winning ugly, but it's win.
They're 3-1. How crazy is that? They're three, you know, that's why, I mean, it's just silly. It's just funny. And Chicago almost had a chance to be 3-1. That's just, you know, ridiculous. Both teams have had very easy schedules. I don't think both teams are actually very good, but hey, the record is the record. You're three. It's better to be 3-1 than 2-2 or 1-3. So that's how crazy things are. Basically, yeah, Daniel Jones is looking better. I saw he ran for a touchdown, but really it's Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley is this team. He's finally living up to his potential. If he can stay healthy, the Giants, they'll be okay. They'll be okay if they could just have Barkley carry them.
Justin Fields was 10 of 21 for 163 yards, ran for 52 yards, and was sacked 5 times. That's a good defense from the Giants offense. There. Or bad offense, yeah. A lot of complaints about Chicago and Justin Fields. Tennessee, Derrick Henry, I forgot about him. He came back yesterday, rushed a season-high 114 yards, scored one touchdown, Joe, and watched the Tennessee Titans defense make 3 late stops to preserve a 24-17 victory. The Colts are 1-2, but you know, hey, Henry had to show up eventually.
Yeah, I mean, this was, you know, Tennessee is, they're still a bit in trouble, but still, you know, they're talented enough to at least win some games. So and the Colts are a bit of a mess, so this is just, this is, I'm not high on both teams. I think both teams are on the downward trend. But I think the thing about the Colts is Matt Ryan. For this is one of the things that I was actually right about. Matt Ryan is washed up. He's old. He's too old. And I think it's just going to get worse for him. I don't know who the backup is or if they could put in some rookie or something like that. But Matt Ryan is a problem. The problem with, and I saw this last year with Ben Roethlisberger in his last year. The problem with old quarterbacks is when you hit them, they fumble. And Matt Ryan has a lot of fumbles this year already. It's just, it's not working. And it's just going to get worse. So Colts, make the change.
Yeah. Jonathan Taylor had 42 yards, 20 carries. So not just Matt Ryan had a bad day. Yeah. Jonathan Taylor did too. But Matt Ryan did throw for 356 yards. So, you know, maybe there might be something there. But, yeah, you're right. He's old, and when you hit him, he fumbles the ball. You saw it with Roethlisberger. The same with Matt Ryan. It's a proven concept. Put him in the same boat as Trubisky.
And the Titans' defense is pretty good. Either Taylor's hurt or something, but to stop him like that, only 42 yards on 20 carries, that is very impressive. The Titans defense is pretty good.
The Titans is doing well. We'll see what happens with the AFC South now that the Jaguars lost, but we'll get to that game later. Chargers beat the Texans 34-24. There's no excuses there. Justin Herbert threw for 340 yards and 2 touchdowns as the Chargers built a big early lead. Houston scored 17 straight points to get within three with about 8.5 minutes left. Quarterback Davis Mills threw for 246 yards with two touchdowns and two interceptions. But the Chargers took care of it. Herbert's 100% apparently.
Herbert, he looked much better than last week, and that's huge for the Chargers. I think he's going to have to live with that rib injury for a long time, but he looked a lot better this week, and they were able to run a little bit and able to get their offense going a little bit. So, yeah, it's a little scary that they let the they let Houston come back, but the Chargers got it done. This is, you know, what I was talking about is learning to win. It's like they figured sometimes you just learn to win, and the Chargers figured out how to win this game.
Houston 0-3, worst team in the NFL right now.
Oh boy, I think that might be Chicago.
You're freaking Chicago. Okay, they're 2-2 though. But anyways, we'll see. Cleveland lost against Atlanta 23-20. Brissett had 234 yards. Chubb 118, Mariota 139, but all those yardage from the Browns, they lost against Atlanta 23-20. They're both 2-2 now.
Basically, the Browns lost this because they had no defensive line. Myles Garrett had that accident. Clowney was still out. They lost another member of their defensive line, and basically, what Atlanta was able to do was just run it down their throat. You know, Atlanta is not that good of a team, but hey, they're 2-2. They do have some talent there. And the thing about the Browns is, for them to win, they have to be, because of Jacoby Brissett, they have to be darn near perfect with their running game and their defense. And they were a little bit off, and that's why they lost.
We're 2 weeks away from Deshaun Watson coming back.
Already? Wow.
2-3 weeks. I think it's
No, he's not coming back till like week 12 or whatever.
Oh, so that's like November, December-ish.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Maybe I was setting my hopes too high on him. All right. Dallas, Cooper Rush is 3-0. I can't believe it, Joe. 25-10. They beat Washington. Cooper Rush had a great – his favorite guy is C.D. Lamb. Three consecutive catches for 56 yards on a first half drive. Lamb had six catches in total for 97 yards a week after he scored the go-ahead touchdown and victory at the Giants last week. Cooper Rush, is he the man? Keep him going, keep him playing till he loses?
Do we have a quarterback controversy here? How do you take out a guy that's undefeated, for goodness sake? I don't know. We might have a quarterback controversy. The guy is undefeated. He's getting it done. I don't know. Dallas is winning because they have an awesome defense, and Washington is that bad. Washington is in that conversation for worst team in the league right now. But yeah, Cooper Rush is getting it done. It's going to be real interesting when Dak Prescott comes back.
Which he's supposed to come back next weekend, but would you keep Cooper Rush? I mean, what would Jerry Jones do? Because it's pretty much his decision.
You have to put in Dak. You absolutely have to. But I don't know if that's the right call. If he's medically cleared to play, you absolutely have to put in Dak. Dak is the franchise. Dak's the guy. But Dak better win his next game, because if he loses, it's like, why are we placing the loser with the guy that's undefeated? Why don't I put in the undefeated guy? I don't know.
And when I saw Cooper Rush throw those balls, it was smooth. They were good throws, I thought.
You know, it's funny when, you know, from the outside, we look at Cooper Rush and just laugh. And then you hear, you know, people in the organization saying, we believe in him, he's actually good. It's like, you're right. He's a pro.
He's a pro. All right. Philadelphia, 29-21 against Jacksonville. Jacksonville was actually up for a bit. I thought they were going to win. Philadelphia came back 4-0. Trevor Lawrence had 174 yards. Jalen Hurts, 204 yards. And Sanders had 134 yards. This Eagles team, on paper is the best team in the NFL.
On paper and on the field and everywhere, they are the number one team right now. There's a few other teams you could argue, but everything is working for the Eagles. This was a game where the weather was bad, so it was hard to pass. This is the game where you needed to run, and they decided, okay, well, if we need to win by the run, we'll win by the run and give it to Sanders a bunch and have Hurts run, no problem. They can win any way they want. They can win by one running, passing. They have a very good defense. They basically, this was a game where Trevor Lawrence just got totally, he just had a very bad day. The Eagles defense and the weather just really caused a lot of problems. I think he fumbled a bunch. You're gonna have this with a young quarterback. Jacksonville is still, I think, a pretty good team. They're a team on the rise, but Eagles are number one right now.
Doug Peterson did not. He had a good homecoming. People were clapping for him, but he wanted to win it in Philly, but couldn't do it.
But they came close. They came close. It's, you know, Jacksonville still has a lot. I think Jacksonville is still the number one team in the AFC South. They're looking better, and this is just a learning experience for Trevor Lawrence. He's still young. He'll learn from this.
They play the Eagles in 3 weeks, 2 weeks, 3 weeks actually. So that's coming up. Anyways, yeah, Eagles might be the best team for sure in the NFC East. The NFL, we'll see. Buffalo, Baltimore. It was going back and forth. I believe the Ravens were up 20-3. They gave up that lead. Buffalo came back 23-20. Josh Allen drove the Bills down the field, and Tyler Bass made a 21-yard field goal as halftime expired for 23-20. It was a close game. Big heavyweights. Allen threw for 213 yards and a touchdown with interception, and Lamar Jackson, passed for 144 yards and a touchdown with two interceptions. These teams are pretty paired up, but Buffalo got the edge.
This was a crazy game, but the one of the big takeaways from this game is Baltimore's defense is not that good. They had that fiasco a couple weeks ago against the Dolphins where they gave up like a 28-7 lead or something like that, ended up losing that game. And then they had a 20-3 lead and they lost this. Their defense isn't good, but this was also a game where it was a big, the big thing was the decision to go for it. When they were up 22, when it was tied, they could have easily kicked a field goal with like 4 or 5 minutes left, and they decide to go for it on fourth and goal, and they ended up throwing an interception. Really, I think Harbaugh made that decision because he just does not have faith in the defense, and hey, that's gonna hurt them. You know, Baltimore could be 4-0 if they just had a better defense. And you know, Buffalo is, you know, they're another one of the top teams in the league. So, you know, not a surprise they would come back like that.
Yeah, which, you know, and in past years, Ravens are known for their defense, but this year's they're a little off in what they're known. And he mentioned something about looking at the analytics. So he was kind of relying on analytics to make these decisions, wasn't he?
He does that all the time. Harbaugh does that all the time. He always goes for it on fourth down. And hey, when it works, you're a genius. When it doesn't work, you're an idiot. So you know what, Harbaugh? You're an idiot.
This reminded me of that loss about 2 weeks ago with the Dolphins. They were up by a lot. Dolphins came back and won it.
Yeah, Baltimore Ravens are usually known for have a very good defense. Not this year. Something got to change with them because it's not working right now.
Well, one team is definitely doing some changes. The Cardinals beat the Panthers 26-16. Might be their changes or Carolina's that bad. Murray threw for 207 yards and two touchdowns and added another score on the ground as the Cardinals overcame another lackluster first half. They're not consistent in like every quarter or half, rallying with the 16-4 quarter points to beat the Panthers 26-16. How about that, Joe?
Carolina is a mess and their coach needs to be fired now. That's basically the Baker Mayfield.
And there's a few college teams that have some vacant positions as of of yesterday. So
sure. Sure. Hey, Matt Rhule, go back. Yeah, go back to college. He's, you know, you bring up these college coaches into the NFL. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. This time it didn't. Matt Rhule and that whole coaching staff, it's a problem. Baker Mayfield, whether he's good or not, it's just, he's, yeah, I don't know. I don't know whether you replace him or not. You kind of almost have to, but it's
Sam
not
Darnold?
Him.
Are you saying Sam Darnold?
Hey, why not? Why not?
you're nothing to lose.
You know, Same thing. Like when the Steelers, you know, took out Trubisky, they took him out to give a spark. And if it's not working with Mayfield, then yeah, maybe Sam Darnold will work. But it doesn't really matter. Just the Panthers are a mess. The Cardinals are a bit of a mess too. But they have Kyler Murray, and you know you're gonna win just because of him.
And
Marquise Brown.
Marquise Brown. Yeah. And 23 touchdown.
They still have a good offense. So yeah, the Cardinals should have won this game, but Carolina is just a mess right now. They need a coach, and he needs to be fired ASAP.
Zach Ertz also had a 2-yard touchdown, and Mary also ran for a 4-yard score. So Cardinals are looking good. Maybe they got lucky with not lucky with the Panthers. The Panthers are not that good. So anyways. Denver Raiders, everyone was saying this might be the first win of the Raiders. They beat the Broncos 32-23. Josh Jacobs, I forgot about him, had a career high of 144 yards and 2 touchdowns. Amik Robertson returned a fumble 68 yards for a score, and the Raiders beat the Broncos handily 32-23. AFC West showed.
Absolute must-win game, big rivalry game. So there's still problems with both teams, but the Raiders look good today. It was an absolute must win game. Broncos are lucky to be 2-2. Their offense still isn't great. They're still trying to figure out what to do with Russell Wilson. So that's a thing to keep an eye on, but I don't know. I mean, you started, how many 0-3 teams make the playoffs? Not that many. So the Raiders still have a long road to go, but you know, at least they get their first win.
Has Russell Wilson peaked?
Yeah, he might have. He looks old. He looks something's not right there. Maybe he decided that, you know, he doesn't want to run around as much or something like that, but something's not right with him. It's like he's more concerned about himself and his health and his brand than you know, trying to win football games. That's a bit of a scary situation considering they just invested so much in him. So it's something to be seen. So I don't know if the problem is Russell Wilson or the offense or the coaching or whatever, but it's still not working in Denver.
No wonder why Seattle didn't want to extend this contract. Anyways, Green Bay, interesting game, went to double overtime, beat New England 27-24 in double overtime. Bailey Zappe, never heard of him, third-string quarterback, came in for the Patriots after Brian Hoyer got a concussion injury. Mac Jones was out already with a high sprained ankle, but he did not have a bad game, actually, and was able to hold off Aaron Rodgers to just 3 points.
This was a shocker. Yeah, I was very surprised that New England kept it this close and actually took the overtime and almost won it and could have won it. This was very surprising. The Packers just could not get anything going at first, and then they were able to excel. But yeah, you have Bailey Zappe. The dude is he was drafted this year and he actually looked okay. Hey, I don't want to say there might be a quarterback competition when Mac Jones comes back, but I think if the competition is between Bailey Zappe and Brian Hoyer, I think Bailey Zappe might win that competition. Zappe might have just made himself the primary backup.
Maybe get upgraded to QB2,
maybe,
and not be the QB3 guy. Did not know, because Patriots usually don't have a third string quarterback. I forgot about this guy. Was drafted this past year, 4th round pick. So definitely from Western Kentucky. So I'm glad the Patriots had a backup, because they typically have 1 or 2 quarterbacks in their bench. So it definitely was a good one. Sunday Night Football, a rematch of the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. Tampa Bay lost against Kansas City 41-31. Mahomes threw for 249 yards and 3 touchdowns, and including an electrifying jump pass to Clyde Edwards-Helaire to lead the Chiefs a 41-31 victory over the Buccaneers on Sunday night in Tampa. Brady completed 39-52 yards for 385 yards and 3 touchdowns with an interception for Tampa. Tampa now 2-2. Kansas City is 3-1. Last week they lost against the Colts of all teams, but they came back and bounced back.
This was the Mahomes game. Mahomes just looked amazing. The Chiefs just drove down the field at will. Nothing the Bucks could do defensively could stop them. Mahomes just did what he wanted. You knew every time the Chiefs touched the ball, they were going to score a touchdown, and it was just up to Brady to try to hold serve, and they just couldn't. So, fun game, exciting game. Not a good defensive game for either team, but you know, you're talking about, you know, two of the greatest. So, but the big thing is, yeah, just Mahomes was amazing in this game.
Kansas City finished with 417 yards of total offense. That's a lot, including a 189-3 edge on the ground against a defense that had allowed a league low 27 points through 3 games. Another defense not doing well is the Tampa Bay Bucks, or was it just going up against the Chiefs that made it a little difficult for them?
I think this is just I think it's just because you're going against the Mahomes and the Chiefs. The Tampa's defense is usually very good. They just could not figure it out this one. It was just a bad game.
Bad game. Mike Evans came back. He looked good. Had a touchdown or two. And they had a lot going on with Leonard Fournette. So, and Chris Godwin came back as well. So they got their core. I did not see Cole Beasley. So he's probably waiting in the background. And, of course, Scotty Miller. So we'll see what happens. Brady's dealing with more receivers than a Styler tight end. You know, Cam Brady ain't no Gronk either.
That's a problem. Don't worry. Gronk will be back. Gronk will be back by Thanksgiving or after Thanksgiving. He'll magically unretire, and then they'll have their tight end again.
Everyone's saying that. Interesting. Anyways, let's look at the standings. AFC East. Miami is 3-1. Below 3-1. Jets 2-2. New England 1-3. Even though it feels close, but I still think Bills are gonna, you know, get ahead.
The Bills are still. I mean, if you have the Eagles as the number one team, maybe the Bills are number two, maybe the Chiefs are number three, something like that. But the Bills are just fine. Miami, we'll see what happens there with Tua. If Tua is not going to be able to play for a while, I don't know who their backup is, but they might be in a little bit of trouble. The Jets, what's going on with the Jets? They're actually, I still think they're a very bad team, so I don't think they're going to win much. And New England is just they're just okay. They're not good. They're not terribly bad. They're just meh. So New England is going to win 7, 8, 9 games. Maybe they'll be But this is still Buffalo's division.
Maybe Zappy Bailey might be a surprise. AFC North. Cleveland is still number one at 2-2. Baltimore 2-2. Cincinnati 2-2. Pittsburgh 1-3 is not too far, Joe. Pittsburgh could go to first place still.
Wow. We're only one game behind. It looks so promising here, but really, in reality, is not promising at all. Cleveland, they're very impressive. It's very impressive that they could be. Cleveland could be 4-0. They should have beat the Jets, and they could have beat the Atlanta. So they're doing just fine. Baltimore, it's surprising that they've lost two, but they'll be fine. Cincinnati, I think they're figuring it out. They'll be fine. And the Steelers are not figuring it out anything. They're going to be last in this division.
AFC South, as Joe said, Jacksonville is probably the best team. They're currently at 2-2. Tennessee 2-2. Colts are 1-2. Houston 0-3. NFC East, Eagles are still on top, undefeated, 4-0. Cowboys 3-1, the Giants 3-1, and Washington 1-3. Do you think Dallas can beat the Eagles, or you still think Eagles can beat the Cowboys handily?
Dallas can be in any game they want because they have such an amazing defense. When you have a game changer in Micah Parsons, you're going to be in any game. So they could, you know, you have a defense that's so good that disrupts things. Doesn't matter who you're going against. So yeah, Dallas has a chance against the Eagles or really anybody.
If they have, if Cooper Rush is on the helm.
Maybe you got defeated Cooper Rush. Yeah.
I don't know. I say Kurt Warner field, but maybe I'm over exaggerated. NFC West, Rams are 2-1, Cardinals 2-2, Seattle 2-2, San Francisco 1-2. So there is a Monday Night Football game. So we'll leave that for next week. See what happens. NFC North, Minnesota's 3-1, Packers 3-1, Chicago 2-2, Detroit 1-3. Do you think Green Bay will get things together and have wider margins against little teams like New England?
They're still figuring out how to live without Devontae Adams. So they're still trying to figure out their offense. They'll be fine. They have a very good defense. I think I'm hearing that Rashawn Gary is basically the player on that team. That's how good he is. So yeah, Green Bay will be fine. Minnesota is a bit of a mystery. They have so much talent, but then they do stupid things. Chicago is horrible, and Detroit, they're a circus.
Detroit has the pieces, Joe, but just need to tweak their defense.
They just have to figure out. They've just been losers for so long. It's just a losing culture. You have to overcome yourself. You have to figure out how to win these games. Winning teams do that, and they haven't figured that out yet. Their journey this year is to figure out themselves.
I don't remember the last time they had a win season, so I cannot quiz you on that. I would think the 80s. But it can't be since Joey Harrington.
Maybe.
Okay. NFC South, Tampa Bay 2-2, Atlanta 2-2, second place, Carolina 1-3, the Saints 1-3. I think even though this division sucks, to be honest, Tampa Bay can get out of this with 9 wins, maybe.
Tampa Bay is going to probably win it. The big question mark is New Orleans. What's going on with them? Are they good? Are they bad? Are they... What's going on? They're just a mystery. So we'll see what happens with New Orleans. I mean, 1-3 is not a good look. Atlanta is just they're going to be in it. They have some talent there. So Atlanta is going to win some games, and Carolina is just a mess.
If Atlanta finishes number 2, that's having a good year for them.
It's very possible. It's very possible. I mean, I think they won seven games last year, which is a miracle. So it's a well-coached team. They have some talent, so they're going to win some games. It's just there's a whole lot of holes there too.
And Mariota's redemption year. Anyways, tonight night football, the Los Angeles Rams, Matt Stafford, Cooper Kupp at Jimmy Garoppolo's 49ers, Debo. This game might be closer than you think. This is Garoppolo's second game he's starting this season. What's going to happen tonight, Joe? What's your prediction?
Anytime these teams get together, this is just a big rivalry game. I'm gonna say the Rams are going to win because the whole Jimmy G reunion tour is... I don't know. That might not work out as well as they think it's going to work out. So the Rams, I think they're going to be okay. I think the Rams will win this.
The Rams will pull it out. Well, there you have it. That's our Week 4 recap. Joe, what is the best way to reach you online to give some, give tips about Pickett, but to give tips of how to have a good start to a marathon?
When I'm done with this, I'm just going to go door to door and talk to people about Kenny Pickett, because he's our new Lord and Savior. We just to spread the word. Joey Bag of Donuts, V instead of an F.
There you have it. And you can reach us at thesportscast.net or the Sportscast One tonight. Rams at the 49ers in Levi Stadium. That could be an upset, maybe potentially an upset.
It would not surprise me if the 49ers won. I mean, that is just, you know, when they know each other so well, and it is in San Francisco. So, yeah, it would not surprise me at all if 49ers won that.
They're down in San Francisco. But anyways, Joe, thanks for coming on to the Sportscast. I'll see you next week, maybe.
I hope so. Thank you.
And this was your update.